A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The apostles returned from their mission. They gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a deserted place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they hurried there on foot from all the towns and arrived ahead of them. As Jesus went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
As Jesus went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. I wonder what it would have been like to have been looked at like that by Jesus. Imagine Jesus looking at you with that compassion, recognizing in you and me someone who needs a shepherd. What incredible compassion must have flowed out of him to all of those people in the crowd. We can probably guess that from the fact that they had hurried on ahead of them. They were going by boat on, a shortcut across the lake or something, and the crowds raced ahead so they could be there. As he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them. He saw they were like sheep without a shepherd. In our time and place, here and now, here in Hanover this evening, I would like to suggest to you that people are waiting. People are waiting. People all around us, people in our lives, people who are in our families, our neighbors, our co-workers, people we just see at the store, people are waiting for that compassionate look of Jesus. They may not know they're waiting for it, but they are, don't you think? Aren't we all sometimes like sheep without a shepherd? They're looking for someone who will look at them with that incredible compassion that Jesus has. And I would like to suggest to you, you can probably guess which way where I'm going with this. Could it be that you and I, could it be you who offers that look of compassion to someone who really needs it? Could that be you? I often ask myself why I go to Mass. I know why I go to Mass, I guess, at this point. But have you ever asked yourself why you're here? I was in a conversation with some family members just a week ago. It was a lovely family occasion. We were talking about why we go to Mass. I was born and raised Catholic, as were my family. And it's a hard question to answer, or it can be. One answer I'd like to suggest is what I just said to you. You are here this evening, and I'm here this evening, so that we can meet Jesus, receive Jesus, and share Jesus. Does that sound right? What do you think? But I think it sounds really difficult too. What would it be like if you could look at people, or I could look at people, with that incredible compassion that Jesus had for those people he saw who were like sheep without a shepherd? I think it's really important to think about, you may have a different point of view of why you're here this evening, and that's quite legitimate, that's up to you, but I would like to suggest this is a good way of thinking about why we are here this evening. We are here this evening so that we can meet Jesus, receive him, and take him to other people. Everybody needs the compassion that Jesus showed that crowd. Every one of us does. Every one of us is sometimes like the sheep without a shepherd. Every one of us needs another person. And this is the way God chooses to do things. He actually means you and me, us as a community, to be that compassionate gaze. We're called the body of Christ. That's the name for the church that St. Paul gave us in some of his letters, like 1st letter to the Corinthians, and I think in Ephesians as well. We're the body of Christ. That means we have the face of Christ, and that face that looks with compassion. And I was thinking about people I've known who've been very compassionate to me. Very compassionate in a way that I think actually does mirror the compassion of Christ. I feel like Jesus is looking at me through them. And I would like to sort of mention to you some of those qualities that allow us to have that compassion for others that Jesus does. I think the first one's quite obvious. It's just having a generous spirit. Having a generous spirit meaning that you're willing to do what Jesus did, which is really to sacrifice of yourself for the sake of others. I know that's an ongoing thing for all of us. How can we have that sacrificial love of Jesus? How could you have that? How could I have that? I know that's an ongoing struggle, perhaps. But he actually wants to share that with us, too. So I mentioned that as the first thing I notice in people who are very compassionate to me and to others. There's a generosity about them. They're not really counting the minutes that they're spending with you. They're not really even counting the cost. Sometimes it's even monetary. Sometimes it is. Whatever it is that people offer when they're being very generous comes from that place where their hearts are opened. And I think it comes from knowing how much they have received from Christ, as we all have. Ultimately, the gift of our salvation, eternal life. If you know, as I know, that he has died for me and opened the gates of heaven for me because he's given his life for us on the cross, which is the ultimate act of generosity, the little we can do is to try to be generous as well. I was thinking about something else, and that is people I know who mirror that gaze of Jesus, they're very, I'll use the word, docile. To be docile means that you're not looking to impose your will or make what you want happen. It's not the same as saying, I want to do this for you. It's more like, what do you need? I think that's reflected in the attitude we can have even when we serve in and through the church community. Often we want to serve with what we want to do, but maybe it's more important to ask what is needed. Nothing wrong with asking Father sometime, what do you need? Not, here's what I want to do for you. Same with people in need in our lives. Not, here's what I want to do for you, but what can I do for you? Is there anything I can do for you? Isn't that a scary question, though? You don't know what people will say if you ask them, what can I do for you? If you're so docile that you're willing to say, I'll at least listen to this person, and they may not be able to do what they want. I certainly can't do everything people want me to do when I ask them sometimes. But at least we've listened, and I think that's a start. I think the third quality that's really important, there's a lot in the first reading especially about shepherds. And of course, the 23rd Psalm is about the shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. And often we rightly think of our priests as our shepherds, which is true. But the third quality I want to mention, that people who are able to share this compassionate gaze of Jesus with others have, is they recognize that every single one of us, better yet, all of us together as a community, we all are to share that shepherding mission of Jesus. Yes, we have our priests, we have our bishops, we have Pope Francis, who are to lead and guide us, feed us with Jesus in the sacraments. But because you are baptized, if you are baptized, you're baptized into Christ, and his shepherding mission is yours as well. We don't need to, and we shouldn't be waiting for those who are our shepherds in the sense of our priests and bishops to tell us what to do, or wait for them to lead the way. Often you and I know, because of where we are in the community, in our lives, in the world, where the real needs are. You can go places that no one else can, because you're not living my life, I'm not living your life. Wherever you are, wherever there are people who are like sheep without a shepherd, You can be. And if you're baptized into Jesus, you have the very same mission. I was reflecting on this great need that everyone has, we all have, and people around us have, for that compassionate gaze of Jesus. Because I would like to suggest to you that something has gone wrong. I could be wrong about this. You can tell me after Mass, I don't mind. Something has gone wrong. Because if we're a community that's supposed to be offering that compassionate gaze of Christ for the people in our lives, what's happening to us? I mean, over the last 40, 50, 60 years till today, why aren't we drawing more people into this mission? Not so that we can be more. We don't need numbers. God doesn't count us in terms of numbers. But that more and more hearts are turned to be like the heart of Jesus, that shepherd's heart, that gaze with compassion on others. If this is what we are called to, and we look around this evening, we look around at a lot of our churches in this part of the world, and we say, what's happening to us? I wonder if some of the prophet Jeremiah's words apply for us this evening as well. They're very strong words. If they weren't Jeremiah's, I'm not sure I'd say them to you, but here they are. See if you think they apply to us today. Therefore, says the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the shepherds who shepherd my people, and I'm saying to you, the shepherds are all of us. It is you who have scattered my flock and have driven them away, and you have not attended to them. Maybe the situation we're in the Catholic community, the fact that people keep drifting away slowly or sometimes quickly, has a lot to do with the fact that we are not being the people whom God calls us to be. Not offering that compassionate gaze, knowing that that's actually why we're here. So that we can share the love of Christ, which is not ours, but his, that he shares with us, with those who are like sheep without a shepherd. I don't know the answer to that question, but I do know that there is something so powerful about that gaze of Jesus Christ. He went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And I couldn't end my remarks this evening without acknowledging what we all need to acknowledge is that probably some of us here this evening really are feeling this evening like you are like the sheep without a shepherd. I don't know how many of you there are, but you're here. I'm sure you are, because every time I'm with a group of people and I sometimes do retreats and so forth, I ask, is anyone feeling like they're in darkness right now? Inevitably, people say they are. There will be people like that, some of you here this evening. And I think a great place for us to start, offering that compassionate gaze to people who feel like sheep without a shepherd, is here and now, don't you think? What can you do? What can I do? So that we can become the shepherds whom Jesus called us to be, because that's who he is. So that we can at least begin by offering to each other that incredible, compassionate gaze that he gave that crowd. But if you are that person right now this evening, and I don't know who you are, we don't necessarily know who that person or who those people are, we do know that Jesus is coming to be with us this evening, coming to be with you and me and all of us. We do know that even if we fall short of who he called us to be, he is always generous with his mercy and his love. And that's the promise that we heard in the 23rd Psalm. I do want to end there because this is not ultimately up to us. We only are called to cooperate, to share what we receive. But it's his work and his mission. And he's offering his love and comfort to you this evening. And so let's pray for ourselves that we'll be more like the shepherds Jesus called us to be. And especially for anyone here this evening who really feels like you are in darkness. And of course, I think of the 23rd Psalm and these great words that the psalmist gives us, that David gives us, He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk in the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.